From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges of tampering with potential witnesses while free on bail. Here's AP's Chad Day.
What they're revealing in these court filings is that Manafort repeatedly reached out to these people in an attempt to make them change their stories. He called them at times, and then other times he used encrypted apps on his phone. And these text messages, or these texts that were exchanged, were actually turned over to the special counsel's office last month in May, at least according to this filing.
Manafort, the first former Trump associate to go to prison, indicted last week on two new counts of obstruction of justice and conspiracy to obstruct justice in connection with the attempt to contact those unidentified cooperating witnesses. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the new charges. President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says the FBI director at that time, James Comey, had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton, and it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continuing to blame Democrats as political rivals for actions that separate children from patients, from parents, that is, when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. New bill says that children who cross the border with their parents can only be released to their parents. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has announced a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, and China has retaliated with $50 billion in tariffs as well. AP's Mike Hempen reporting.
PNC Financial Services Group senior economist Bud Adams says this is not a trade war, but trade friction between the world's two largest economies.
The risk of a trade war is probably still low, although the impact would be large.
Adams says financial markets, which were rattled when China announced its retaliation, will continue to be up and down.
It creates a little more uncertainty for financial markets.
President Trump has vowed to crack down on what he believes are China's unfair trade practices and efforts to undermine U.S. technology and intellectual property. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Nicaraguan government and civic groups have agreed to call a halt to all violence and allow an international task force to investigate the recent anti-government protest that left 170 people dead. Protest against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, former leftist guerrilla, began in April over proposed changes to pensions. Muslims around the world celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for the whole month. In Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani touted a three-day ceasefire with the Taliban and an address to the nation to mark the Eid holiday. Ceasefire lasts through Sunday. However, Ghani appealed for a lengthier ceasefire and called again for the Taliban to come to the negotiating table. Student activists from a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people were killed this year, have kicked off a bus tour starting in Chicago with an emotional, star-studded rally to fight gun violence. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
A high-profile grieving relative, Jennifer Hudson, whose mom, sister, and nephew were fatally shot, joined the Stoneman Douglas students and local activists working to get young people to register to vote to replace lawmakers who don't support gun control. Parkland survivor Kyra Simon.
Every single voice, no matter where it comes from, matters.
Chance the Rapper and Will.i.am also appeared, along with former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head in 2011.
Vote, 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 and vote.
The names of 147 of Chicago's young people shot to death over the past year were read aloud.
America, you should be ashamed.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.